Mark. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Tony. You're doing great, thanks.
Thanks so much for being on the program. Tell me, when we have heat like this, is it similar when we have winter? Do you have more people who need shelter?
Yes, absolutely. We see certainly an increase of people that don't want to leave in the morning, and they need a place to stay. They need some shelter even during the day. The great change we have at the City Rescue Mission is a larger shelter for women and kids. We shelter about 90 women and children every single night currently at Maplewood Center, which we just opened recently. And the beautiful thing about this new ministry is we also have a day shelter for women and children, so they can stay with us during the day. We've got computers and phone banks and a learning center. And, of course, it's air conditioned. We're thankful for that. So they have a safe place to stay during the day as well as in the evening.
Is this a facility for short-term or long-term stays?
Well, it depends on your definition of short-term and long-term. Usually our moms are with us probably up to 6 months, and our single women are with us probably 6 to 9 months up to a year before they're able to find their own place, get a job, and save enough money to get their own place. A lot of our moms work real close with CACS. They're a great organization that help our women learn how to take care of their finances and get their own place as well.
And so are many of the folks who come to this shelter, but the men who also are helped by the rescue mission, are they homeless?
They are. Our day shelter at Maplewood Center is for women and children, for any homeless. The majority of the people that come during the day typically are homeless that spend the night with us. But our men who get up in the morning will go to Volunteers of America. They have a day shelter that's funded by the city called New Hope Center. And so our men have to get up and leave in the morning. Our women can, and women and kids can stay with us throughout the day if they desire.
Now, people who are able to work, do you encourage them? Do you make it something that they have to do?
Yes, they have to be looking for work. So they can stay with us, and every month we review their stay and what they've been doing during their stay. If they're actively looking for work, looking to finish education, trying to get funding, maybe they're trying to get disability. So as long as they're actively trying to correct the homeless situation that they're in, we'll extend their stay. So as long as they're active, we'll extend them. There are times we have to ask people to leave because they simply are too comfortable staying in the shelter environment. Our desire is not that they would make it long-term, but it would only be short-term.
All right, Mark, before I let you go, what do you need more? Do you need food? Do you need clothing? Do you need cash? What helps you out the most, and how can people give?
Well, I'd say cash and food, especially during the summer months. Donations and most nonprofits go down during the day. And our desire, of course, is to be able to help those that are in need.
And how do people give if they'd like to do so?
What they can do is they can go online to lcrm.org, and they can give online, or they can call 517-485-0145.
And Mark, before I let you go, I know that you had some concerns about the array of medical marijuana facilities. I believe you even have one next to you. Are you pleased or you displeased with the ordinance that seems to have been hammered out by the Lansing City Council?
Well, what little I know about it, I'm pretty pleased with it. I think certainly there's a proliferation of marijuana dispensaries on Michigan Avenue alone. And so I think it's wise to try to disperse them throughout the city if necessary. And I think the people that are coming, there are some that are in need, but boy, the vast majority of people that you look at that come typically are doing other things with it, is my suspicion. So my point really is I'm pleased with the city for making a position and taking a stand on how many ought to be in the city and trying to disperse them a little more evenly throughout the city, I think would be very wise.
Is the facility next door to you still a challenge and a concern?
And they're actually pretty good neighbors as far as the people that work there. So I appreciate their willingness to work with us. And but they've been pretty good neighbors, and so I can't complain about that. I think it's just the number of dispensaries that I think the challenge for the city in general. So I'm pleased for the decision that they have made.
Mark Chris is the executive director of the Rescue Mission of Lansing. Thanks so much, Mark.
Thank you, Tony.